Iraqi forces battling Daesh in Mosul have made major headway as they try to dislodge the Takfiri terror group from the northern city. A commander of Iraq's federal police has announced that 85% of Zanjili district has been recaptured from Daesh. The paramilitary force is approaching the outskirts of the old city from the north. On Friday, the elite counter-terrorism service announced the recapture of another key district in the same region. Territory held by Daesh has shrunk to just two districts in Mosul. The Takfiri group maintains a presence in Medical City district and the densely populated old city, where Baghdad is advancing on from different directions. To discuss that, we're now joined by Dr. Kevin Barrett, who is an author and Middle East expert, and he's joining us live now by Skype from Madison. Dr. Barrett, what do you make of this fairly quick advance of Iraqi forces in the face of Daesh in Mosul?
Well, it looks like Daesh is being reduced now to, you know, they're not being pushed back to their final stand. Right, and ironically, this is happening right about where they first kind of exploded onto the scene of the world's consciousness, in the Grand An-Nur Mosque, where the so-called Caliph al-Baghdadi declared that he was the leader of the world's nearly 2 billion Muslims, of course, none of whom had heard of him before, and a few of whom would be willing to even give him the time of day. So this bizarre phenomenon of Daesh that, you know, erupted so recently with this preposterous claim to be representing all Muslims, when in fact their ideology is at loggerheads with that of virtually all Muslims, certainly all mainstream Muslims, this phenomenon may be waning. We may be seeing its last days here in Mosul, and the final liberation of the central district of Mosul and the Grand An-Nur Mosque will be very symbolic in a sense that will indicate that there in the sort of the birthplace, the public relations birthplace of Daesh, they've been essentially eliminated. And most of the world will breathe a sigh of relief. The exceptions will be their sponsors in Saudi Arabia, in Israel, and in the United States, because Daesh is not a radical Islamic group. It's a radical anti-Islamic group designed to spread fitna and chaos in the world of Islam.
Indeed, and I want to ask you, in fact, about Dr. Brett, about the United States, because it seems to want to take credit for all these advances that are taking place in Mosul, saying that it's behind all of this. But of course, we know the Iraqi forces, as well as the popular mobilization units, at least the PMUs on the outskirts of Mosul, that is, have been helping this fight greatly. What do you make of that?
Of course, the U.S. is talking out of both sides of its mouth, hypocritically, as always. But we just saw Trump go to Saudi Arabia and unleash the Saudi leadership and tell them that he had their back, even if they behaved recklessly, and they've been behaving recklessly, sponsoring terror in Tehran today, conducting a blockade against Qatar, which is an act of war. The Saudis are behaving rather madly, and I believe that they have said that in their supposed war against terrorism, which is really backwards, because they're fighting against the people who are fighting the terrorists, their problem is not so much with Daesh, but with the Iraqi militias that are fighting Daesh. And yet the United States, which is totally in bed with Saudi Arabia and all of this, is crowing and taking credit for this defeat, this looming defeat of Daesh, even though in fact the United States has been making a big show of pretending to fight Daesh for years while covertly supporting them. It certainly isn't a coincidence that the United States got nothing done for years against Daesh, and then when the Russians began to actually bomb Daesh in Syria, then Daesh started to be defeated there. And likewise in Iraq, the United States, while verbally and to some extent materially supporting the fight against Daesh, has not certainly been doing all it could to defeat them. So Daesh is a very useful enemy for certain elements in the United States and Israel. And I think they're going to have to find a new paramilitary force pretty soon, because it looks like Daesh is on its last legs.
Okay, Dr. Barrett, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate your insight.